Free Fire Radio. Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's 7:06. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
You better clean your throat, Colonel.
Yeah, well, you know what? After last night, I'm lucky I'm talking today. It's our phone numbers here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You got something you want to email to us, just send it to Linda at KCNR1460.com. We've got an extremely full show today. In fact, this whole week is full, as we know. We've got a number of announcements, and our first announcement is that we're joined at the board by Robert of Badley.
Good morning, y'all.
Y'all.
I gotta try something different.
Yeah, it is rodeo
week. It is rodeo week.
Won't let those grits melt in your mouth, will you?
Looking forward to pancakes tomorrow.
And speaking of pancakes and everything that goes with them, hey, Linda, good morning, honey.
Butter on the side.
Oh, yeah, a little, you know, tons of syrup. We're going to be there.
Well, good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today. High of 83. Wow, it's just perfect weekend. It's going to be 84 tomorrow and 85 on Saturday. And just, you know, one of these beautiful clear days. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 52. And a calm wind, so that's wonderful. And our weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have a couple of announcements to make this morning as we're going to be kicking off the really important rest of May. But more important than that, we have had a guest that, well, you want to talk about rodeo first before we do the big da-da-da-da and introduce our very special guest?
Well, yeah, I just want to say, hey, this, a couple of things that are going on. We'd like to give out the clues for the bank robbery in the chase. We had a phone call this morning, and we, Linda and I, were accused of being the bank robbers. First of all, thank you for the accusation. We are honored to be considered worthy to be the bank robbers for the Asphalt Cowboys. I mean, that was, you know, it just kind of lit our day up right there.
Do you need an alibi?
Well, we have one because there's hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world that were listening to us during the bank robbery while we were on the show. Here's Thursday's clue, though. The strangers will be caught with a sigh of relief. These robbing cats are starstruck and give us great grief. We're starting to try. I think I'm starting to figure out who it is. The strangers will be caught with a sigh of relief. These robbing cats are starstruck and give us great grief.
Okay, how about the clue for the loot?
The strangers escaped with a bag. Oh, sorry. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, a star-crossed song sung with a grin. Welcome to the Hotel California, but you can't check in. All right, you ready? A star-crossed song sung with a grin. Welcome to the Hotel California, but you can't check in. The loot is never hidden on private property, and you can call in to turn the loot in at 224-1117. Turn in the lone strangers by calling 223-1188. Now, just kind of put it together, who has anything to do with animals and rides Harleys? Okay, just thought I'd throw that out there. Not that, you know what, I just probably threw out the biggest red herring ever because we don't know. Now, today is Thursday. We have tickets. We're not giving them away right now. It'll be later in the show. We have two more tickets for the rodeo. And today is the Kitty Pet Parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And then the pre-rodeo grand entry goes at 6 p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Association Rodeo Arena. And it goes to 6. It starts at 6, and the grand entry is at 7:15 p.m. That's kicking off tonight, my friends, at Reading Rodeo.
Well, I think it's time. We have so many things that Carl and I are sitting here looking at what's next. But, you know, it's a very important time in our electoral process as we get to know our candidates and where they stand and who they are. And with us this morning is Henry Williams, who is running for the California State Superintendent of Public Instruction, And Henry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
So Henry, tell us, tell our listeners about who you are.
Yes, again, name is Henry Williams, running for California State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Born and raised in Hawaii, moved to California in 1989. Been living in Redding for 4.5 years. And former homeschoolers for 12 years, only recently coming into education professionally. Taught several years at Simpson University, University of California, Santa Cruz College Prep Online, credentialed with the state of California, CCTC, and currently teaching 3 courses as a college professor online, cultural diversity.
Okay, Henry, we want to get more into why you want to run and what you plan on doing with this. We have to take a quick break here. So this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm...
Yes, we are on the air for you. For you who are still under those covers. You're just about ready to start the day. It's 7:14 in the morning and you're listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Going to be a fabulous day. Clear and 81 degrees.
Our guest is Henry Williams, who's running for the California State Superintendent position. And, you know, you're the only one that's approached us. So is anybody else running, Henry?
12 people in the race.
Okay, 12 people in the race, but they don't have the voice of the hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of people that are tuned in via the Internet with us. Let's go to the phones here. Charles.
Yeah.
You are on KCNR. Good morning.
Well, it's interesting. We should have a candidate for superintendent on the air, given what happened in, I'm trying to think, Morgan Hill on Cinco de Mayo with the high school kids and the T-shirts, with the kids who were sent home because they wore American flag T-shirts, and the school schools were... You know, we're all for that, and then we have a bunch of pro-amnesty protesters the next day, basically agreeing with the what the school did down in Morgan Hill, and they would not have done that if they were not systematically, you know, taught that. A bunch of anti-American propaganda, because a lot of these protesters were high schoolers themselves.
So, Charles, your question to Henry then is:
what does he, you know, what are his thoughts about that, and does he, you know, does he think that this is something to be either encouraged or stopped?
Okay, Charles.
In the future.
Okay, Charles. Thank you for the question.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the question, Charles. Discouraged. Here I am running as an Islander professor teaching cultural diversity and yet holding true to the core values of who we are as Americans. And I want to take this ethos as well as the ethics of the foundation upon which I stand into the school system as the next state superintendent. I would discourage this kind of activity under my watch. I would encourage all children in the state to move more towards the founding principles and vision of our founding fathers in order to sustain who we are as a country.
There's Arizona just passed a law banning ethnic studies. What do you think of that?
You know, we are a society of many cultures, and we have to deal with it. I mean, one of the founding mottos, a pluribus unum, out of the many one, we have to understand that we are many, but then the oneness, what unites us in the category of oneness is, again, first principles, who we are as Americans, which unfortunately we are moving further and further away from. And I intend to bring the state system with the force of this office back to front and center to the best of my ability.
So you're saying that civics classes, what's made America the, you know, a strong nation, what's made it a nation that is, you know, can move forward, would be at the forefront, as opposed to classes that says why we're different.
Well, you know, the paradox here is, again, as an online professor teaching cultural diversity, you know, the paradox is a paradigm that we don't have any choice but to confront. But in confronting, you know, to build bridge to our past, and so our children can not only cross this bridge, but stand on the bridge together hand in hand, and not only look to the past and stand solid on the foundation of who we are, but embrace our differences in the process of who we are in the past, and who we are today.
Well, what would you say? And by the way, I'm enthralled. I'm enthralled because, especially in today's times, to hear from someone running for your position, I'm hearing clear lines. And I love when a question is asked, you get the answer. It's not a roundabout. It's not gray. This is pretty clear cut. In your website, which, by the way, is very impressive, there is a paragraph that says, our current education curriculum has become unbalanced and restrictive of other valid and scientifically explored theories. Intelligent design, evolution, creationism, and other such theories should be explained and studied equally.
Yes, I thank you. I believe very strongly that no field of knowledge has a monopoly on intellectualism, and in particular the field of science, to tell our kids that they are evolving and have evolved. I feel particularly strong about the Imago Dei, the image of God in our kids, unequivocally, unabashedly. And again, it's something, you know, I intend to advocate for. A lot of parents in the state of California have come forward expressing their concerns that the emphasis of Imago Dei, the image of God in our kids, have been so de-emphasized in the school system that now they're locked in a postmodern, progressive, politically correct frame of mind that they cannot even navigate who they are.
You know, one of my questions is you know, when they outlaw different aspects of creationism, intelligent design, you know, it's to me it's a fear, and we should be able to and to teach different ideas and give each a fair appraisal to students. I mean, I think that's the idea, is to give a fair appraisal to students as they grow up, and so they can make up their own minds. I can remember how, maybe not so much in high school, but in college, there was only one way. You know, at that point, it was the professor's way, and imposing viewpoints were, you know, were a shutdown, not in all classes, of course. What you're saying is you want to open up the school curriculum to diverse viewpoints, especially when it comes to where we came from.
Well, you know, the school system is in the business of shaping the intellect of our children. And in so shaping their intellect, it's unfair to them to only bring some ideas to the table without giving them the full spectrum of ideas and let them decide, you know, to assume that our kids cannot think for themselves. It's kind of an insult to their intelligence, and small wonder that we're losing a lot of kids in the public school system, 25%+, because they not only know that you are insulting their intelligence, but nor are we in the public school systems delivering academics according to their specific learning modalities and developmental stages.
No wonder our children, as many children, are in such a numb state. So it's about keeping them stimulated. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to take a break. Our guest is Henry Williams, and I'm sure you're going to want to stay tuned after these messages.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We have somebody on the phone there. We'll get to them in just a second. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great place to get coffee. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. Take care of our community. We'll be there tomorrow at noontime for our town hall meeting. And when we get into the marijuana yay, no, or whatever.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. But I think that's probably going to be like the most topical. I think if you're going to get there, you probably should get there earlier because we're going to have people who own co-ops, who use it medicinally, the ACLU.
Growers.
Just about every kind of, you're going to get to get into the heads of people that you might have been angry with, or why are you doing this?
I don't know if you should use the word heads, because, you know, potheads.
Anyway, our guest today is Henry Williams, who's running for the California State Superintendent 2010 position. And welcome again back to our show.
Thank you.
My question for you is, and we have a few people on the line, just a minute. First, I want to go with this question. You said you grew up on the islands. Okay, which part of the islands?
Born and raised in the island of Oahu.
Okay. And then where was it in your life? You lived there till how long?
Oh, we moved here in 1989.
Okay. So was it on the islands, or was it when you moved here that you had your aha moment that you were going to dedicate your life to education?
Here, when we were in California homeschooling. Had a young teenager and a down and out as an islander myself. For all the Kanaka Mo'olis out there, first and foremost, Native Hawaiian, Filipino, Chinese, and European backgrounds. Grew up in several island ghettos. So when we came out here starting homeschooling, one of these kids from one of those areas lived with us, and for 10 months we grilled him in academics, and he was able to pass the California High School Proficiency Exam, the proficiency certificate being the equivalent of a high school diploma. And that was my aha moment, that fire that was ignited in me. It's like, okay, there's a lot of kids out there like this, particularly in the 25%+ dropout range, who, if given more personalized instruction and in a particular course content that fits their intellectual development, they would not have to fail in our schools.
Okay, let's go to the phone. Noni, line one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a question for Mr. Williams.
Yes.
I had a chance meeting with you just a few months ago. Was very impressed, and I'm looking forward to this time when you're going to be running and have been telling people about you. I just wondered, perhaps you've already given, I missed it, but your website address?
Yes, williamsforstatesuperintendent.com.
Okay, forsuperintendent.com.
Yes.
Okay, is that the number four, or is it written out?
It's all one word, williamsforstatesuperintendent.com.
Okay, great. And may I have you tell us your name again in your native tongue?
Oh, Alio Kahaleho Malu Mana Opa'a.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's easy for you
Wish
to say.
You well.
Hey, Noni, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, how much time we have, Bob?
About a minute.
Okay,
we've got somebody on the line. Bob, this is Carl and DeBot, KCNR. You have a question?
No, I just have the Pismo Beach weather report.
Okay.
It's nice down here. I'm on vacation.
Okay.
Where are you, Bob?
I'm on, they've been down the Pismo Beach.
Oh, well, gee, nice to hear from you.
Thanks. We got to take a break, Bob. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire
time.
Radio. Have a great time. KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. The time is 7:34. Our guest is Henry Williams, who's running for the California State School Superintendent. And we've had, it's been interesting listening to you today, Mr. Williams. You got some strong ideas. Now, before you leave here, tell us how people can get a hold of you. Where can they hear you speak?
Yes, my website again, williamsforstatesuperintendent.com. My campaign email, henry@williamsforstatesuperintendent.com. And my number, 650-291-5665, will be speaking tonight in Anderson, Happy Valley, with other candidates, and headed to the Bay Area for other public forums up and down the state as we head into the June 8th primary.
It's going to be a big day then.
Yes.
Do you, are you up to changing everything that's going on in the state?
I got a lot of fire in my belly. I can't stand what's happening to our kids.
You know, Henry, you just exude an aura of confidence, and you don't see that in a lot.
I mean, if we had children in living with us in Reading, and I would want you to be their leader. That's the feeling I have about you. So, do go to the website. Tell our website one more time. Seriously, I have to say that. It's like somebody who's very clear cut. This is the way it is. Kids need leadership.
www.williamsforstatesuperintendent.com. Thank you very much for being our guest today.
A pleasure and an honor. Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay. While we're having our next guest come in, we've got a couple of things we need to talk about.
You know,
today.
There's a couple of events coming up that we're going to announce today. Now on Wednesday, May 26th, you're not going to want to miss this. Inside of Macy's in the mall from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the Spring Senior Expo. And the first 50 seniors are going to receive a $10 gas card. And at 1 p.m., there's going to be a drawing for $500 worth of Macy's shopping spree. Now, here's what's great. There's going to be over 45 booths with programs and services for Shasta County seniors. So if you have a senior in your life, or you are a senior, or your parents are seniors, this is a great way for you to kind of have an all-in-one place to prepare and be well-informed. You can meet and learn about local businesses, agencies, and nonprofit profit services for Shasta County, seniors, families, and caregivers. Carl and I are going to be out there broadcasting live, so come by and see us.
Come by and have breakfast
with us.
There's
going to be breakfast.
Have breakfast and everything.
Fashion
bagels.
Show and home store depots, cosmetic events. It really is going to be a very fun time. So mark your calendar. That is Wednesday, May 26th, inside the mall near Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
There are so many things going on. You know, rodeo. We've got drawings. We'll be getting into that here in a few minutes. We've got just any number of things that are rolling this week. But our guest now, who is in, is Wanda.
Good morning,
Wanda Lamb.
Yes.
Foster parenting.
Yes.
It is the month
to appreciate all of the foster parents that take care of the children in our community.
And this morning seems to deal with looking at our children,
yes,
who are the future of our country and our world. And let's talk about some of the events that are going on and what we can do to help shine a light on foster parenting.
Okay. Last weekend we had a wonderful picnic for our foster parents down in Anderson. Next Tuesday we have an appreciation luncheon. This weekend we take part of our families who take care of our children 0 to 5 years of age. They're called Options Foster Parents. They will be having a weekend training and appreciation. And then next Thursday on the 20th we have a community cross training that the Options End of Our Business sponsors for all of the community to come and learn a little bit more about taking care of the children that we have in our community that are very difficult. Children who come into foster care have been traumatized on many levels and often have been traumatized for a great deal of time before they ever seek our doors. The police remove them from an unsafe situation and then they are turned over to CFS to find a safe location until the courts decide and an investigation process happens to see whether those children can go back home. And foster care has been in the news lately, and I really applaud people who have a passion for taking care of children who are dissatisfied with the system, because the only way the system is going to change is with people who have a burning deep inside to say this isn't right. They need to take it to Sacramento. They need to take it to Washington, D.C. Those changes start at the top. So while all of that is going on, we can't lose sight of the focus of the children who've been traumatized and who's going to take care of them. We know it's not a perfect system. However, in knowing that, we also realize that to lose sight of the safety, the very basics of what our children need in our community to maybe have a good grounded foundation for when they get older has got to start with our system, the foster care system. And it's multi-level. We have foster family agencies in our community, which the agency itself is licensed and the homes are then certified. They get their families get a higher rate of compensation for taking care of the children. Then we have the county homes, which are licensed directly through the state of California.
Who inspects the homes? Is it inspected on a regular basis?
They are. They are. They are inspected annually, once a year. County homes are inspected by the licensing agency that works under the umbrella of CFS.
Once a year?
Yes.
So as a person, let's say an individual person, decides, okay, I'm going to be a foster parent. I'm going to take in a couple kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do they go about going through the training, and do they have become certified, take tests, criminal background checks? We want to hear about where the kids are going.
Okay.
And how that happens. But we have to take a break before we go there. And we also are taking your emails, Linda at KCNR1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Shasta County.
Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, we're on the air. Oh, hello. We've got two tickets.
That's
the
right.
The last two tickets for the
tonight's rodeo.
Wait, I can't. I'm loving this song. Four notes. Oh, I got my beautiful red, white, and blue cowboy boots I'm wearing tomorrow. Yep, that's right. We're gonna be broadcasting live. This is really exciting. Carl and I, for the first time ever, are going to be down there broadcasting live with our KCNR banner and our brand new tent that we got, you know, a push-up tent. And we're going to be down there for 2 hours, probably longer than that. We'll be down there from 5 in the morning on. So I've got my boots.
Bad Bob.
Yep, that's right.
And this after I get back from Sacramento, I won't be back till midnight. So I may be in need of heavy caffeination.
Well, why don't you just go down and right there and set up the tent and get ready and just go to sleep there, Bob. I don't want to hear any more of your whining. You know, whine.
Speaking of the rodeo,
we have tickets.
No whining. We don't want any whining here. We're going to put that slash right through the face with no whiners. You know, it's rodeo week. No bunkin' bull riders.
We have tickets to give away.
That's right, too. Right now, if you call 605-4567, the first caller is going to get two tickets for tonight's rodeo. You know, today's Thursday. It's amazing
that's right.
May 13th. But we've got two tickets to give away for free for the first caller, 605-4567.
Here they come.
Right.
Here comes a stampede. Okay, Wanda Lamb.
Yes.
Is back. She's in there in the saddle.
Yes.
Talking about foster parenting and foster children.
In the process.
Now, how do you get into this?
The process begins by attending an inquiry meeting, which is a brief hour and a half informational meeting that tells families about the system. The state of California governs the regulations that we follow in order to license a home. Once someone has done that, they call for an orientation where they sit down with one of the licensing workers and they go over the paperwork that is that they will be responsible for. There's a full background check, Department of Justice, FBI, fingerprints that we absorb the cost of. And a home is inspected normally several times. There are certain regulations that a family has to follow in order to be able to pass that licensure. And all of it is in regards to the safety of the family. What sometimes is very difficult to understand is that children who have been traumatized and who are in a high level of stress do not react the same way as a child that you yourself may have raised. It's like black and white. So in order to protect you and them, the regulations are set forth. The regulations that we use are the same regulations that are used by group homes, small community facilities, as well as adult protective homes where they're caring for people who are older and can't care for themselves. And it's important to realize that the rules, and we all function in rules, whether it be we get in the car and we have to follow the rules. Sometimes we don't like the rules, but we follow them because the end result is the best.
Well, being that it's foster care, Foster Parent Month, tell us about what activities are going on where we can be informed and attend those meetings and go to a function. Or actually, it would be nice to go to something where you actually hear foster kids who have gone through the system and are speaking about how it changed their life, where they came from, mm-hmm. and how the mentoring and being in a home where they were wanted and cared for really helped change and develop their lives. I think that'd be inspirational. Where can we find that?
I will make sure that we get the training information. I don't have those dates with me this morning, but there are training that Shasta College puts on through the Kinship Foster Care Program where you can interact with the children. We just did a training about 3 weeks ago out of the college. Wonderful gentleman who came to interact with the families first and then the children second. What I do have this morning is a beautiful written story, brief story, if you will, that I would like to share with you and the audience to get an understanding of a young man who came from the foster care system as a young boy. He's now 14, was adopted into a wonderful, wonderful family, and how he has worked through and is working through his issues of trauma to come to understand that it is a very wonderful place to be. Do we have time for
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Please okay. share that with us.
It is titled, I Don't Understand. I don't understand why I had to go, why they didn't even know, why they don't care, why they leave my life bare. What I really don't understand is why this is the way it has to be, why sometimes I can't see, why they had to do it, why I can't fix it. What I do understand is why I am here now, why I just stand and stare, why I'm safe here today, why I will move forward, why I'm loved by my family, why I am someone of worth, special, and loved.
That's great.
And although we know the foster care system isn't perfect, it does give children a foundation that they can take into their lives and maybe make the difference. And you never know if you will be that person that will give that child that nugget that they will carry with them the rest of their lives to want to be inspired enough to do something different.
Okay. We have two friends that are trying to work very hard at becoming foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're going through the classes, and they very much want to do this. So, you know, I commend anyone who decides to bring in a child and help make a difference in one's life. But we got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. If you have questions, do call at 605-4567. And I am taking your emails at linda@kcnr1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, and our tickets are gone.
That's right. You know, people must have this on speed dial. You know what? We're making it too easy for you. We're making it too easy. Now we're going to start doing second or third phone calls. Yeah, because you know, you just jump on
Let's just wait a minute. Let's talk about the weather. It's 7:55 in the morning, first of all. If you're just tuning in, because we know how you guys are. I mean, some people have their alarm clock set and click right on, you know, Carl and Linda Bott and the Free Fire Show, and, you know, Dennis Miller's on after us, and it's just a great rundown. But right now we are on with Wanda Lamb talking about foster parenting. But before we go there, today's going to be a high of 83. And the front door is open, so if you hear the siren.
Okay, now we have to explain this. Is they're working on our air conditioning. And, of course, when they work on the air conditioning at night, they leave it off because they obviously, when they left, forgot to turn the switch on. So all of our doors are open, and which is now, and since we live close to the fire station here.
Bob is all alone in the chat room. We have the chat room on KCNR 1460. You can you can just pull up our website and chat, and we can read about it. But you were going to talk about something. Before we go back to Wanda, we just have a few. Okay, so.
We can go back, you know, keep going. I'm sorry, I've just completely screwed this thing, whole thing up. I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, Wanda.
Since you're doing
okay, Wanda,
jumping jacks
we've got
over
like
there.
Three, we have like 3 minutes left in this segment.
You two are so cute. It is so fun to be here. I have to tell you.
You know what? You know what they say is when radio is really radio, you know, we're not, you know, it's not the holy syndicated things. It's that we have brought horror back into radio.
Okay, Wanda. Okay, I'll just,
and terror. Talking about foster children, Wanda, how does somebody get involved? Who do they go to?
They can call me at 225-5858, or they can just drop in. We're in the downtown mall. I guess it's the promenade now at 1620 Market Street. Probably easier to call, have a chat. I'm more than happy to go out and visit with people in their homes so they can ask their questions in a more relaxed environment on if it's something they'd like to get into. I think it's just important we all remember we may have differences about how the system works, but we cannot ever lose sight of the children who need us all.
You know, that's beautiful. And one of the things is that if you'll just send us a link to your website and the phone numbers, we'll just link it right into ours.
Okay.
That way, and so people can just, you know, can click on KCNR, Free Fire Radio, and be able to get this. We really appreciate you coming by today, Wanda.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. I hope to be able to come back. I would just come to talk about whatever.
We love having you on. You're just
well, we do that a lot, whatever.
A bright spot of the day. And very understanding of the chaotic nature that happens here when you're live on the air and the ducts aren't working, meaning the air ducts, and the windows open, and people are, you know, we just love it.
It's great.
It's life.
It's great. It is life. And that's life of a foster parent. You start out with one course in your day, and it's derailed 20 times. You gather again at night, and you sit down at the dinner table, and what you've realized is that you have left nuggets all along the way that you can go backtrack your day and find out just exactly how important you are, not only to that child, but to the community as a whole.
Great closing thought.
You know, as we close this segment, our next segment, we are going to have Dr. Orly Taze, who is running for the California Secretary of State position, well, the Republican nomination for the Secretary of State. Dr. Taze is probably better known for her leadership in the birthing, they call it the birthing group, trying to force President Obama to prove his citizenship here in the United States, which many people feel like he has. However, this group of people say he has never shown his birth certificate. He has never shown passports. So it should be an interesting interview. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Good morning, Redding. That's it. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. If you're thinking, okay, what's on the dial here? We have a very special guest on the line. But before we go there, I want to let you know about what's happening with the weather here in the North State today. It is going to be a high of 83. Beautiful weather today. Tomorrow, 84. Tonight's going to be a low of around 52. We have a fabulous weekend ahead of us. And, of course, we know that tomorrow morning is the Cowboy Pancake Breakfast. We'll be out there broadcasting live from 7 to 9. So with 12,000 of our best friends up here in the North State. So please join us. And Carl has an announcement to make. We wanted to, kick off something that's really going to be fun. You're going to want to go to BNT Satellite, and you're going to want to sign up for this neat sound system.
You know, the summer's kicking off here, and on the end of May, on May 28th, we're going to have a drawing. All you have to do to win a sound system, a complete wireless sound system that you can use indoors or outdoors, all you have to do is go to BNT Satellite at 20177 Charlene Drive, just off Airport Road. You can see it from Airport Road to B&T Satellite, and fill out a form. And then a drawing will be held on the 28th. We're going to have a remote from there, go out in a remote location, and we'll be doing the drawing that day. But this is we've seen this system, and it's wireless. It's great. You can play anything on there. If you have an iPhone, cassette, CD, iPod, or any other type of electronic equipment that plays music, then you can use this. You can use this equipment that they are going to give away. Over $450 of value. All you have to do is walk into B&T Satellite, sign up for it, and on the 28th, you're going to have music for the rest of the summer.
And you know, it's worth going down there and having one of those great burritos at that place. Bob, what's it called? Burrito Bandito?
Burrito Bandito, yes.
Yeah, so you get the best burritos there, and then B&T Satellite is right around there. And go have lunch, go sign up.
Go see Doug.
And like I said,
they're great. Doug's going to be, he's going to be on Boomer Tech this Saturday, and we can talk about it. Okay. Our guest today is Dr. Orly Tays, and tell me if I'm mispronouncing that word, your last name, will you please, Doctor?
Tates,
okay. Dr. Tates, you are running for the Republican nomination for the California Secretary of State.
Yes.
And as we ask everybody, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'll be happy. Well, why I'm running for this position, I am an attorney. A constitutional attorney. And quite often you see people running for the position of Secretary of State because they want to go to better places, higher positions, and they have no connection to this particular position. For me, this is something extremely important. And I have worked for the last 2 years specifically on the issue of elections. I worked pro bono. I'm representing Ambassador Alan Keyes, over 200 members of U.S. military, state representatives from all over the nation. I've been working pro bono. I've done 34 trips all over the nation, specifically meeting with election officials and state representatives, state senators, cleaning up elections. And why it is so important for me, you can tell by my accent that I was not born in this country. I was actually born in the communist country. I was born in the Soviet Union. And I have seen firsthand a country where citizens do not have free elections, where they have only an illusion of free elections, where the results of the elections are predetermined by the party bosses. So, because I escaped from a communist country, I want to make sure that my three children and your children will retain their right to have free elections. And you can tell that this is a very important issue for me. I've actually done the work of current Secretary of State Deborah Bowen for the last 2 years pro bono, so I'm just trying to do it with maybe some compensation. And I also worked on the issues of corporations. As you know, the Secretary of State is in charge of both elections and corporations. And I worked quite a lot on this issue, and I will continue as an official Secretary of State.
Okay. Dr. Tice, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we want to talk about, you know, what you would do to change what's going on, if anything, at the Secretary of State. And also, one of the things that you've been talking about is how you've been representing 200 or so military members and Dr. Alan Keyes. And all this has to, and this is in the search to prove that President Obama was born or not born in the United States. Is that correct?
Well, it's kind of misrepresented. There are a number of issues that I'm working uh-huh. on. For example, the biggest issue, the media was not reporting until now. Only now media started to talk about the issue that I've been talking about for over a year, and it's the fact that according to three licensed investigators, one of them is a recently retired senior deportation officer of Department of Homeland Security. One is a senior officer from Scotland Yard. Barack Obama has used multiple Social Security numbers, and Even today, he's sitting in the White House with a number 042-684425 that was issued to another individual in the state of Connecticut. I mean, if you were to do something like this, you would have been sitting in prison for a long time. This is criminal. And the judges were just touch this issue. It was a hot potato. Media was afraid to touch this issue. But now there was a breakthrough, and I can hear on the radio, I can see it in the newspapers. Now, finally, media is talking about this issue, which is even more serious than the issue of the birth certificate.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tates, who is running for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State of California. And Dr. Tace is better known, I think, or is more nationally known for her leadership in a movement that could be called the Birthers Movement. How many lawsuits have you put into, that have you brought forward to Obama prove himself as either a citizen or...
Well, let me explain, and that's an important question, and I'm happy that you kind of touched on this. First of all, it's not the issue of him being a citizen. The issue is whether he is a natural-born citizen. And a lot of people don't understand that natural-born citizen does not necessarily mean, does not mean only to be born in this country. We traced the meaning of the word natural-born citizen as it was used when the Constitution was adopted, as it was used by the framers of the Constitution. And at a time when you look at the legal dictionary, legal treaties, which is called the Law of Nations, that was used as a basis for our Constitution, it states, natural-born citizen is one who is born in the country to parents who are citizens of the country. And the problem with Obama is that his father was never a U.S. citizen. His father was, he didn't even have a green card. He came to this country on a student visa from Kenya. And Kenya, as you know, at a time, when he came in 1959, I believe, was a colony. It was a British colony. And according to British Nationality Act of 1948, any child of a British citizen is automatically a British citizen. So at birth, Obama had British citizenship. When he was 2 years old, he automatically got Kenyan citizenship. As Kenya became an independent nation, automatically December 12, 1961, he, 1963, he became a citizen of the Kenyan Republic. And later on, when he was about 5 years old, his mother remarried. And she married an Indonesian citizen, and the family immigrated to Indonesia, at which time Obama obtained Indonesian citizenship. So he has citizenship of three other nations. This is a very important issue. And this is an issue that never was dealt with before. We never had a situation like this in the United States of America. And I predict that it will go to the Supreme Court. There are several cases in the Court of Appeals in several districts. Of course, I'm sure you know about the case in Central District of California, where originally a former Marine judge, David Acquaretta, stated that we have jurisdiction, we have standing, and the case is going to go to trial. And he actually scheduled trial for January 26. Later on, Obama was able to place one of his defense attorneys as a law clerk for Judge Carter. And after this law clerk was placed, he used to work for Perkins Coie, and that's the firm that defended Obama. This is the firm of Robert Bauer, White House counsel. So his attorney became a law clerk for the judge, and suddenly this judge changed his opinion and said, we no longer have jurisdiction. So currently I'm appealing this case in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. And if, of course, we don't get a positive decision from the Court of Appeals, it will go to the Supreme Court of the United States. So all of those cases from all over the nation will end up in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court will have to decide this issue. Can a person who has citizenship, the nations, in case of Obama, Great Britain, Kenya, and Indonesia, be considered a natural-born citizen?
Even if he was born in the United States.
Even if he was born in the United States. And let's think about it. Today we're at war with Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, let's imagine for a moment that Obama would have had citizenship not of Kenya and Indonesia, but of Iraq and Afghanistan. Can members of U.S. military risk their lives person to orders of such commander-in-chief if they know that he has citizenship of those other countries? That's why the framers of the Constitution made sure that we do have this provision of natural-born citizen. And as a matter of fact, a number of people have mentioned the 14th Amendment. And the framer of the 14th Amendment, John Bingham, has made a very well-known statement that a natural-born citizen is one who is born in U.S. territory and whose parents, his parents, don't owe allegiance to other nations. And again, we have a problem because Obama's father owed allegiance to Great Britain and Kenya. And this issue will be decided by the Supreme Court. Hopefully, it will be decided sooner rather than later.
Do you question Obama's his handling of actions, that he feels like he's not an American?
Well, it's irrelevant. See, I'm an attorney. As an attorney, I need to deal with the issues of law. What is legal? What is illegal? And as Secretary of State, I will be dealing with issues of law. What does the law state? What does the Constitution, which is the Supreme Court of the United States, state? That's what we need to deal with. Let's talk about issues. And, of course, there's another issue, and a number of people don't seem to know or understand the difference. Aside from the issue, from the fact that Obama had citizenship and still has citizenship of other nations, he never provided an original birth certificate. What he provided and posted on the Internet, it's what is called a short-form certification of live birth that was issued only in 2007. This is not a copy of the original birth certificate that he supposedly got in Kapi'olani Hospital in 1961. In 1961, they did not have computerized documents. They had handwritten and printed documents that contained, and I have copies of what they had in 1961.
Hey, Doctor,
they had the name.
Doctor, we're going to have to take a break here. We're running out of time, but we'll come back and finish addressing that because I have questions for you.
Sure.
About that also. This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tates, who is running for the Republican nomination for the California Secretary of State, who is questioning the right of Obama to be the president due to dual citizenship. Citizenship in other countries, different Social Security card numbers, and a number of other things. Join us after these messages.
Taxpayers.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tates, running for the Republican nomination for the California Secretary of State, but the good doctor has been well known for her attempts to prove that President Obama was not a natural-born citizen and, in fact, has different Social Security numbers and a number of other things.
If you're just tuning in, this is Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460. It's 8:26 in the morning, and right before we get to Fox News, we will get back to the doctor. But before that, we want to let you know that it's going to be a beautiful high, 83 today, sunny this day and tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 52. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Greg, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Linda, and good morning, Dr. Tates. Fascinating discussion. Two things. First of all, may I real quickly comment that today, this afternoon, 7 o'clock, Bostonian Tea Party is doing the last of their candidates' forums in conjunction with the Pride Day folks out in Happy Valley at the Happy Valley Community Center, 7 o'clock. We're going to have lots of local candidates doing their thing. But in addition to that, Dr. Tates, I'm curious about your thoughts on this. Congratulations on running for Secretary of State. And instead of the focus on the birth certificates, what about focusing on the 50 secretaries of states for each of the several states and their failure to actually determine the qualifications of the candidates before sanctioning the or certifying the last election results? Isn't that a failure? Haven't they violated their fiduciary responsibility to the people?
Absolutely. Thank you for this question. And I'm wondering if you would like to work on my campaign, because you're actually promoting my campaign. I've been very outspoken about it for nearly 2 years, and I specifically spoke about our current Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen. I've written to her as a citizen. I wasn't planning to run. I wasn't planning to sue. I have sent her an email as a citizen asking, what did you do? How did you check? How did you verify the candidates and their eligibility? And to my absolute horror, I got an answer that she checked nothing. She just took it for granted. And that's a problem. And I would like to bring as an example former Secretary of State of California, Frank Jordan. We had Father Frank Jordan and then Son Frank Jordan, who were actually our Secretaries of State for many, many years. And we had a famous case of Eldridge Cleaver, who was a candidate from Peace and Freedom Party, and he wanted to run for the position of the President of the United States. Well, Frank Jordan did his job. He checked Cleaver's birth certificate, and he checked and found out that Eldridge Cleaver was only 34 years old and not 35, and kicked him off the ballot. Eldridge Cleaver he appealed. He went to the Supreme Court of California and Supreme Court of the United States. His appeals were denied, and the decision by Frank Jordan stayed. And I am planning to be, I would say, modern-day Frank Jordan. Bottom line, I will be Secretary of State, who will do her job, for goodness sakes. This woman Deborah Bowen, she has received something like $140,000 salary.
Hey, Dr. Tate.
$140,000, she could have received the birth certificate.
We're going to have to take a hard break here for news. When we come back, we're going to address that, your opponent, but also how people have addressed the question of birthers. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Send an email to Linda at lindakcnr1460.com.
Hey, just a reminder about the Peace Officer Memorial today at the Shasta Superior Court. The ceremony will take place around 12 o'clock. We will honor the 11 peace officers killed in the line of duty in Shasta County. So just remember today at 12 o'clock at the Shasta Court. Be there and show your support.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Kay, you're on KCNR.
Hello?
Kay.
Oh.
You're on.
Hi. I'm glad that you have Dr. Taze on today. And I commend her for all her work that she's done on the issue of President Obama and where he was born and what his status is. I do think that as a retired immigration officer and one who's interviewed thousands of people for various aspects of immigration, it's not hard to prove whether you are where you were born. It's not a private issue. I've had people before me who couldn't even read in their own language and hardly knew what a birth certificate was, but they could prove where they were born. It's very important. I think that that it's very sad that somebody who has money doesn't have to prove what their citizenship is, whereas somebody who doesn't have any money has to. And I commend you for all that you've done, and I hope you get elected. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. I really appreciate it. You know, and talking about the primary, I do need to mention one more. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on.
Yes. I need to point one more issue. As you know, there are two people running in the Republican Party primary, and I really want to talk specifically on the issue of elections, in that you need somebody who will uphold the integrity of elections, somebody who knows the issues and will be there upholding the integrity. As you know, there is an ex-football player, Damon Dunn, running against me in the Republican Party primary, and I'm sure he was a great football player, but A, how does that qualify him to be the Secretary of State? B, Mr. Dunn has been a lifelong Democrat, and even recently he has given interviews where he named Barack Obama as his political hero. But moreover, he filled out his voter registration card in the state of California only last year, when for the first time he registered here in California as a Republican, and he did not disclose on his voter registration card the most important issue, most important point, is that he previously registered as a Democrat in the state of Florida. He left it all blank. And on my website, if you can, I have two websites, one for the campaign, runorlyrun.com, and another for my foundation, orlytatesesq.com. If you go on my website, orlytatesesq.com, you will find Damon Dunn's registration as a Democrat in Florida. There is a copy posted there, plus a letter that I obtained from the Registrar of Voters in Florida stating that last year, 3 months after he filled out his voter registration card in California, he called Florida and asked the registrar to delete from the database all of his voter registration records.
Do you have proof of that?
Yes, it is. The letter is posted on my website. Moreover, actually, one of registered Republicans has filed a lawsuit against both Damon Dunn and Deborah Bowen. It was filed on Monday in Superior Court of California in Sacramento, stating that what was done by Damon Dunn constitutes fraud upon voters. It's a violation of Help America Vote Act. It's a violation of Voter Registration Act. And it's a violation of a number of California statutes. You are obligated to disclose the fact that you were registered in another state, particularly if it was registration with an opposing party. And one could have argued that he forgot about it, but the fact that he called the Registrar of Voters in Florida and asked to delete from the database his records attests to the fact that he didn't forget, but he simply intended to defraud the voters. And my question is, how can you trust your voter registration cards with a person who tried to hide and destroy his own records? And I feel this is a very important issue, and I feel...
Mr. Dunn's been invited to be on the show, and they're working on his schedule to be here. But hey, Doctor, let's go back to, you know, if we talk about if Obama was born in the United States, does that make any difference?
You know, as I said, this is a two-pronged test, and he needs to satisfy both prongs.
But he has shown the everybody calls it the short form, but other people, third parties, have seen the form with the raised seal, and the fact of the having the birth announcement in the paper, you know, back from when he was born, in the Hollywood Record. How do you explain that?
Absolutely. That's an excellent question, and thanks for reminding me in regards to those announcements. in Hawaii, in 1961, they had something that is called Hawaiian News Agency. And Hawaii is different from all the other states in the nation in that they have very loose laws on getting birth certificates. They have a statute, 338-17, that allows foreign-born children of Hawaiian residents to get a Hawaiian birth certificate. Moreover, they have statute 338-5 that allowed one to get a birth certificate based on a statement of one relative only. Meaning, if, let's say, his mother was giving birth in Kenya, grandmother could have filled out the form and sent it to health department by mail stating, my grandson was born in Hawaii.
But there's no proof of that, is there?
And that's why we're asking to see the original. So, and what happened, they had all of those birth certificates, the ones that came from the hospital that had the name of the hospital, name of the doctor, signatures, proper birth certificates, plus the ones that were obtained based on a statement of one relative, 338-5. They put them in one pile and sent to this Hawaiian news agency, which sent it to two newspapers, a morning paper and an evening paper, and that's how those announcements were made. We don't even, nobody actually even seen those announcements. We only a computerized image, and as you know, computer images can be manipulated any way you want. No one has ever actually seen a newspaper with those announcements.
But they have seen those documents, like I said.
We are asking them, let us see what is there, because if it's a birth certificate that is based on the document from the hospital, it will show name of the hospital, name of the doctor, and signatures. If it is one that that was created by this, according to the statement of the grandmother or mother or somebody, it will state 338-5. This is a birth certificate obtained based on the statement of one relative without any corroborating evidence from any hospital. So that's what we're asking to see. And listen, if it would have been something simple, if let's say, imagine for a moment that Barack Obama is telling the truth, that he is not defrauding the nation, what's the problem? Why not spend $10 and say, here, I consent to release my original birth certificate. You can see it. See the name of the hospital, see the name of the doctor, see the signatures, let's be done with this and let's move on. Why spend over $1 million in legal fees on over 100 lawsuits that were filed by numerous individuals all over the nation? Why spend so much money to hide a document, the original birth certificate, that it takes only 1 minute to sign a consent to release and it takes only $10 or $12 to obtain? Uh-huh. You tell me, what's the explanation?
Okay, Doctor, I'm going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tase, running for the Secretary of State, Republican nomination for the California Secretary of State, and has several questions and several lawsuits against the Obama administration on his right to be the president. Join us after these messages.
I'm Les.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tase, who's running for the Republican nomination for the California Secretary of State. Let's go to the phones. George, you're on line four. You're
Hi,
on KCNR.
Carl, how are you?
I'm fine, George.
I don't understand this birth certificate thing. When I went in the Navy, the courthouse in the county that I was born in was burnt down. And my birth certificate was original, was not available. So when I went in the Navy, they turned me down to begin with because I didn't have a birth certificate. They did give me time to get one, which it took my whole family to swear to God that it was a legal birth there. And I can't understand why this guy doesn't, as our commander-in-chief over the armed services, don't have to show something like that.
Yeah, it's a great question. Thank you, George. Thank you for mentioning it. You know, to be a janitor in the White House, you have to provide all of your documents, but yet to be the president and commander-in-chief, somehow you are exempt. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's a loophole that needs to be closed, and you better believe it, I will be the one to close it one way or another. I will do it in court. I will do it as a Secretary of State, but this should not go on. I mean, this is treating the whole U.S. military, the whole nation, as 305 million complete idiots. Why? Why is it done to the whole nation? This is complete arrogance and complete disrespect to the whole nation of the United States of America.
Doctor,
this needs to end.
Doctor, every lawsuit that you brought up, and you're still on, every lawsuit that you brought up in the courts, every one of them have been dismissed. Is that true?
Well, let me explain. That's another issue that needs to be explained. What people don't understand that the case was never heard in any court. What the judges said is that they personally or they in their jurisdictions don't have jurisdiction to hear the case. As I said, originally Judge Carter stated, I have jurisdiction, we will hear the case on the merits, but then he changed his mind. So what people need to understand that Obama has never proven that he is a natural born citizen. He has never provided any documents. It was never a situation that the case was heard on the merits and was dismissed. Judges simply said, we have no jurisdiction, or they said that that client my clients or I have no standing. We had one case, by the way, in Georgia that we won in that when I brought the case on behalf of Major Cook in Georgia, who was supposed to go to Afghanistan, and I filed a temporary restraining order saying he's not going to Afghanistan until he can see that birth certificate and he can see Commander-in-Chief is eligible, and the military revoked his deployment orders. And it was very telling. It became story number five around the world. I've done over 800 interviews all over the world. I speak five languages. I've spoken languages that I can't speak. I was giving interviews everywhere. And it became a huge story. Today, everybody around the world understands that there is a serious problem with Obama's legitimacy to U.S. presidency. Mm-hmm. Moreover, the Assembly of Kenya on March 25th had a session, and their Minister of Lands has stated that Obama, he was talking about something else, but made a statement. Here is a young man who was born in Kenya, not even a native-born citizen of the United States, who can become the president of the United States. So their own parliament is saying he was not born in the United States.
But that could be a misstatement. But, you know, the thing I'm looking at is that the latest, I think it was Barnett versus Obama, or Barnett versus Obama, and that's been one of the latest ones in January of 2009?
No. That's the case that I filed in January of January a year ago,
right.
And this case is currently in the Court of Appeals. And by the way, most of the big decisions, let's take Roe v. Wade, let's take Brown versus Board of Education. You know, all of those big cases were not decided in district courts. They actually went to the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court because it's so important. So I expect that those cases, you know, it takes time for them to make its way through the system and get to the Supreme Court. But they will be decided on the merits at some point, and it will be decided in the Supreme Court.
Okay. Hey, Doctor, we have to wrap up here. We have to take one more break, and we come back, and we'll get your websites and everything, and we'll close down the show. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tase, who is running for the Republican nomination for the California Secretary of State. Join us after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Orly Tase. Hey, Doctor, we got one more question here of one of our listeners. Jim, you're up.
Yeah. Hey, George, how you doing?
We're
hey,
fine.
I just
want
to make
time.
A real quick statement here, but it's really nice that this lady, who is not even American-born, has more guts to stand up for our freedom than the people in our own country do and fight. And I hope, and she's working for an honorable person, Alan Keyes, and I've met her before, and she's a very honorable person.
All right.
Thank you
very much, Jim.
You know, if I can mention one more thing that I intend to do.
Yeah, we have like 2 minutes.
Sure. Secretary of State is in charge of corporations. And, for example, you've seen what happened in Northern California when EPA, where the federal government simply shut off water to San Joaquin Valley, and 45,000 farmers lost their jobs, lost their farms, and they're standing in line to get food packages made in China, for goodness sakes. Trust me, as a Secretary of State, in the first 30 days in office, I will be knocking on the doors of EPA, because as one who is in charge of California corporations, I will act as advocate for California corporations, not only demanding to switch on the water, but I will be demanding damages and restitution to California corporations and its employees for the damage that was done by the federal government. And again, as a constitutional lawyer, I challenge the federal government to show me where does it state in U.S. Constitution that the federal government has powers to affect the state of California so negatively. They are usurping powers that were never given to the federal by the Constitution, and that is causing tremendous overregulation that is destroying jobs in the state of California. I am a businesswoman. Aside from being an attorney, as you know, I'm also a doctor of dental surgery. I ran my practices for 20 years, and as a businesswoman and as an attorney, I will fight and make sure that we're going back to sanity, that we're following the law, that we're following the Constitution, and that we're regaining jobs in the state of California by bringing the corporations back to California.
Okay. Hey, doctor, you know, frankly, I'm not, you know, on the birther question, I've got questions in the sense that you know,
we can do another show.
I'm not sure if I believe that. I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but as far as the government taking too much power from the states, I am all over that one. I agree 100% with that. We've just got a minute left. So how do they get a hold of you again? What's your website?
Yes. Thank you. There are two websites for my campaign. It's OrlyRun.com. Please visit this website. I do need people to help me in calling California voters, registered Republicans, and donating. And in regards to all of my legal actions, you can visit my foundation website, which is OrlyTatesESQ.com. O-R-L-Y, T as in Tom, A-I, T as in Tom, Z as in Zoo, ESQ, like Esquire.com.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Carl, and thank you very much, Linda, for having me on the show. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for being our guest.
Hopefully I can do a show after the primary, going to the general election.
Okay.
That sounds great.
This is, tomorrow we've got, tomorrow we're doing a pancake breakfast. We're doing a remote. We're going to be down there in Cowboy Gulch or the Roaring Gulch down there. We'll be there. Come join us and say hello. Get on the radio with us. We're going to have a great time.
And then tomorrow afternoon at Tobacco and Brew, we have our town hall meeting. It's going to be quite topical. We're going to have people who own co-ops, people who are medicinal marijuana users. We're going to have the ACLU. We have a panel of people. If you've been confused, frustrated, angry, whatever you are over the use and the growth of medical marijuana supposedly being grown up in this part of the country or the state, come by tomorrow and ask your questions.
But first, come visit us in the pancake breakfast.
Yeah, where it's all happening.
From 7 to 9. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You know, we've had a great time this weekend. We're going to have a great time tomorrow. This is KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.